Hello, Robert.
Hello, Paddy.
Do you have a sealed envelope in front of you?
I do have a sealed envelope in front of me. Do you wish me to open it?
That would help the item.
I have to say, I'm feeling slightly hungover, so I think the first lesson I would say to any children out there is don't drink, particularly before exams, but don't drink at all.
Right, that's a good lesson.
That's just the first lesson. I did get a grade A O-level maths, and indeed a grade A A-level maths, but I am quite scared. Well, anyway, it's now open. What do you want me to do?
Well, firstly, would you tell us who are listening to you the question? Would you read one from paper A so we can listen to it?
And what is A? Is A the O-level or the GCSE?
Well, you can tell me what you think. I know, but we're not telling you.
Oh, you're not telling me. All right. OK. A. 2,160 people work in a factory, and the way in which they travel to work is shown in the table below. No other form of transport is used. And then it's got a table which says there's the number of people who walked is given, is shown by an X. And then it says 162 people took the train, bus 1,314, the car was used by 408 people. And then there are four questions. Calculate the value of X. Find the percentage of people who travel to work by train. Of the people who travel to work by bus, the ratio of men to women is 4 to 5. Calculate the number of women who travel to work by bus. Some of those who travel to work by car share their car with others. Given that the mean number of people per car is exactly 1.7, find the number of people who travel to work as a passenger in a car.
Mm.
Okay, well, there's a lot to get my teeth into there.
You're sorry you had a drink now.
And I'm immensely sorry about it, believe me. Now, B, do you want me to read B?
Please.
Mark is organising a party for his group of 17 scouts. Each scout will need 3/4 of a pizza. How many pizzas should Mark buy, right? The pizzas normally cost £2.60 each. Mark is given a discount of 15% off this price. How much does Mark pay for each pizza? And the area of the base of a can of lemonade is 32.4 square centimetres. What is the area in millimetres? Now, do you want me to guess which is the GCSE and which is the O-level?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm assuming, because when I was a kid doing O-levels, barely anybody in the country knew what a pizza was, that the GCSE is the one about the scouts and pizzas. But that, I mean, you know, broadly speaking, I don't think there's anything. And actually, it seems, B seems a tiny bit easier intuitively. And because I am somebody who took O-levels, I am going to start with the prejudice that GCSEs are easier. But you never know, I might be fooled and get it all horribly wrong.
So right, well,
shall I go away and try and do these sums then?
Well, in the nicest possible way, but thank you very much for agreeing. And Sean Griffiths has been in touch by email. Why is the word scout spelt with a capital S? But anyway, you're quite right. The GCSE paper is the pizza paper. Thanks a lot, Robert. Welcome back, Robert. How have you done?
I don't know. I think I understood the questions. I'm terrified I've made some sort of stupid, what we might call schoolboy error, so I'm desperate to get my mark. Shall I? Do you want me to read out my answers?
Please, yes.
OK, so we're going for A first. So X276.
Yes, that was asking you to calculate as a percentage the number of people who walk from a total of other transport systems, correct?
276 is correct, thank you. Goodness for that. And then I've said the percentage of people who travel to work by train is 7.5%.
Correct.
Phew. Women travelling by bus, we were given a ratio of men to women. I've said 730 women.
Yes.
And I've said that 286 passengers were in cars. Here we're given an average number of passengers of people per car. And you had to work out the number of passengers in the car. So I've said 286.
Well, we're going to have a steward's inquiry on that one.
Why?
Well, because we came up with a mean of 168. But this is something to do with your understanding of the mean.
The mean, I think you don't understand what a mean is.
Well, I think you're... I'm sure you're right. Believe me, my maths is... We're going to get a chief examiner's view to test.
Right, all right. So anyway, so I'm saying 286 and you're saying, what are you saying?
168, but we'll come back. Our listener perhaps will help us out. Now, let's give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, on to B, paper B.
OK, paper B. I am saying the number of pizzas that the scout leader needs to buy is 12 and three quarters, but since you can't buy three quarters of a pizza, it probably has to be 13 with a quarter for Mark as the pizza. So 13 pizzas.
You're quite right. Very clever. Phew. Show your workings. How much does he pay for each pizza?
$2.21.
Yes.
And then the area of the base of this can of lemonade in millimetres squared, I'm saying, is 3,240.
Absolutely.
Good heavens. Now, that's a great relief to me. Now, I did think, I mean, the reason that the O-level was slightly trickier, if I'm honest, is because I think number four does require a bit more thinking,
yes,
really. So I think, you know, the GCSE ones were more straightforward. There was less lateral thinking that was required. But I didn't think, actually, in the round, the GCSE was sort of way easier. It was just a tiny bit easier.
OK, well, I mean, I'm going to go updating on this before the end of the programme. But thank you so much for doing
it. But are you going to let me know whether I've got four right or not?
Yes, I think we'll definitely do that. I mean, obviously, other people have been doing around the country at the same time. But to be honest with you, I would normally go with your view rather than mine. But thank you very much.
Oh, Paddy, you're such a lovely man. Let's just hope that my performance against the odds spurs our plucky British boys on tonight.
All right, well, look, thanks a lot indeed.
Thank you.
And he's off. Robert Peston, BBC's mathematics editor.